Hi everyone, my name is Sarah Mukorongo, aka I Am Music Criticism, and today I'll be talking about background information about Dreamville artists. So on my previous podcast, I was talking about background information about Dreamville Records, facts about Dreamville Records, and important facts about Ibrahim Hamad. So today, I'll be reading the information from my book, Dreamville Music Label, which is found on Wattpad, Any Stories, and Bellatrisca. Also, the information is found on Wikipedia. Therefore, all of the information that I'm going to read is found on Wikipedia. So, if you feel like you need to know more about these artists, you can search on Wikipedia. So, let's get to it. Omen. Damon Coleman, better known by his stage name Omen, is an American rapper and record producer from Chicago, Illinois. He is signed to J. Cole's Dreamville Records and Interscope Records. His debut studio album, Elephant Eyes, was released on July 21, 2015. Next one, Abbas. Abbas Hamad, better known by his name, stage name, Abbas, born May 27, 1987, is a Sudanese French American rapper from Queens, New York. He's signed to J. Cole's Dreamville Records and Interscope Records. His first studio album, Last Winter, was released on April 29, 2014, followed by his second studio album, Too Hard to Riot, that was released on March 4, 2016. His third album, Milky Way, was released on August 24, 2018. Cass. Cody Osagie, born October 1, 1993, better known by his stage name Cass, is an American rapper from Los Angeles, California. He is signed to J. Cole's label, Dreamville Records and Interscope Records. His debut studio album, Cass and Effect, was released on October 3, 2014. And also on Wikipedia, it said he also released a mixtape called Nothing Personal on 2016 and Effected on 2018. So, yeah. Next one is Lutz. Luden Nixon, born July 6, 1989, better known by his stage name Lutz, is an American rapper. He signed to J. Cole's Dreamville Records. He released his first mixtape, West 1996, on February 22, 2012. His debut album, West 1996 Part 2, was released on September 29, 2017. Yeah! Next one! J.I.D. Destiny Choice Root, born October 31, 1990, known by stage name J.I.D. or Jid, is an American rapper, singer, and songwriter. He is part of the musical collective Spillage Village, founded by Earth Gang in 2010, with Hollywood J.B., Jordan Bryant, and Black, among others. He is also signed to J. Cole's Dreamville Records and Interscope Records. He is also a member of the hip-hop supergroup Zoink Gang, with Smino, Buddy, Guap Dad 4000, and Earth Gang. J.I.D. began gaining recognition after releasing several independent projects, such as Root of Evil in 2012, Ventura 2 in 2018 and DiCaprio in 2015. His debut studio album, The Never Story, was released on March 10, 2017 to public praise and included the single Never.
Okay.
He released his second album, DiCaprio 2, on November 26, 2018. It contained the singles 151 Rum and Off D's, and also received critical acclaim. Composed of Atlanta-based rappers Olu, aka Johnny Venus, and Wild Great, aka Dr. Duck. They are co-founders of the musical collective Village Village, with Jed, Hollywood JB, Jordan Bryant, Black, and Loretta. Formed in 2008, Earth Gang released their first EP, The Better Party, in 2010. This was followed by several singles and two mixtapes, Mad Man and Good News in 2011. In 2018, the duo released their debut album, Charlotte Grace Futures, and was largely received with Noisy calling it one of the most well-thought-out releases of the year, and praising the album's playful delivery and biting lyricism. The sophomore album, Strays with Rabbies, was released to positive reviews in 2015. After signing to J. Cole's Dreamville Records, Earth Gang released a trilogy of EPs, Rags, Rovers, and Royalty, leading up to the major label debut album. Ari Lennox. Courtney Shanid Salter. Born March 26, 1991. Known professionally as Ari Lennox, is an American singer and songwriter from Washington, D.C. She is the first woman to be signed to J. Cole's record label, Dreamville Records. She released her first EP on the label on October 21, 2016, titled Bah, where she began gaining recognition. Her debut studio album, Shea Butter Baby, was released on May 7, 2019. Ain't no way around it no more. I'm the greatest. Lying there, sat on the throne. I'm the latest. That's right, I'm going to be talking about J. Cole. Jermaine Lamar Cole, born January 28, 1985, is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, producer, and record executive. Born on the military base in Germany and raised in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Cole initially gained recognition as a rapper following the release of his debut mixtape, The Come Up, in early 2007. Intent on further pursuing a solo career as a rapper, he went on to release two additional mixtapes, The Warm Up in 2009 and Friday Night Lights in 2010, after signing to Jay-Z's Roc Nation imprint in 2009. Cole released his debut studio album, Cole World Designer Story, in 2011. It debuted at number one on the US Billboard 200 and was soon certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, known as RIAA. His next two releases, 2013's Born Sinner and 2014 Forest Hills Drive, received mostly positive reviews from critics, and both were certified platinum in the United States. The latter earned him his first Grammy Award nomination for Best Rap Album. In 2016, he released his fourth album, For Your Eyes Only, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart, and was later certified platinum. His fifth album, K.O.D., was released in 2018 and also debuted at the top of the Billboard 200, marking his fifth number one album. Self-taught on piano, Cole also acts as a producer alongside his hip-hop career, producing singles for artists such as Kendrick Lamar and Janet Jackson, as well as handling the majority of the production in his own projects. He has also developed other ventures, including Dreamville Records, as well as a non-profit organization called the Dreamville Foundation. In January 2015, Cole decided to house single mothers rent-free at his childhood home in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So, that's it. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed yourself just as I was enjoying myself, acting all crazy and stuff. Until we meet again in my next podcast. So, bye!